heard about Saga? And this is going to sound as if it's an advertising blurb for Saga. But we heard about them, and we approached them with a view to a holiday in Croatia. And what did we do about holiday insurance? And they said, oh, we do our own holiday insurance. We've got an arrangement with a particular firm. They didn't tell me who the firm was. And I said, ah, yes, but I've had trouble with holiday insurance. And I explained. And they said, oh, don't worry about that. That'll be no problem at all. You'll pay the ordinary premium. The only thing we insist on is that you inform the company concerned and that you inform the rep who'll be with you on the holiday. And so that's worked very well. But apart from that, it really was very difficult indeed.
And a final question. How has diabetes fitted into your family life?
I don't think it's made an enormous amount of difference. Mary and I have got 6 children, 5 girls and a boy. At one stage I thought I was another Mr. Bennett. But 5 girls and a boy, and they're all grown up, they're all well, they've all married, and we have 15 grandchildren, and we've recently acquired a first great-grandchild. There is one thing that's worried me a great deal. My wife's family, when we married, there was no story of diabetes in the family at all, but my father-in-law developed type 2 diabetes, and indeed died from complications of that about 12 years ago. And it's always worried me a bit that there is a sort of two-strand diabetic history here, of type 1 on my side and type 2 on my wife's side. Up to the time, none of my children have shown any evidence of any sort of diabetic problem. But clearly it's a worry.